We got it, Deward, and thanks.
Happy Friday the 13th, Bing.
Oh, joy. This is Friday the 13th, isn't it?
I see you're wearing your horseshoe tie pin.
Yes, I am. And say, that's a nice little four-leaf clover you have pinned on your blouse there.
Thank you. Say, what's that in your lapel, Bing?
This?
Yes.
That's a little lightning rod, Rosie. You know, storm might come up today or something.
Yeah, well, what with all this equipment, this should be our lucky day.
Cinch. We're a cinch.
Want to try your luck with a song?
Well, it might be tempting fate, but I'm game. Say, look at Buddy Cole. He's leading the band with a rabbit's foot.
Oh, that's a nice soft touch, I think.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Ooh, baby, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, well, then it's strictly Nick's crackin', Jimmy Bracken. That's my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine. Guess it's best that we do. Here's a kiss. Hope that this brings a little bit of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Parting, you go your way, I'll go mine, best that we do. Here's a kiss, well, I hope that this brings a little bit of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone, I'm gone. Talk about me when I'm gone.
The Wrigley people have their trademark on the next words in music for your enjoyment. Listen well, huh?
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Well, Bing, it's my turn to go to work, I guess, and I would like to sing I Should Say It Was May.
Well, that's the song written by your brother Nick, isn't it? Buddy Cole made a great arrangement, too.
Yes, that's right.
Got a nice beat. The gentleman of the ensemble aid and abet you in this number, isn't that so?
Yes, the boys really sing it up here. They're a little bit snoopy, but...
Snoopy?
Yeah, but it's all in the arrangement.
Ah.
When did you see him? When did you meet him? When did you fall in love? When did you see him? When did you meet him? When did you fall in love?
I should say it was May. Yes, I think it was May. Or it might have been June, 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 June. Yes, it could have been June.
He had you so head over heels. You can't remember the time.
Oh, of course I remember. Pretty day in September. You were passing right by.
When did you call him? When did you hold him? When did you kiss him goodbye?
I shower in April. Even when the old March smiled on every valley and hill.
You should remember, really you should, the month or at least the year.
Memories clouded by stardust, January or August. But no matter what day it happened, this much I know is true. That one pretty day in April or May, or was it December or maybe September, I met you and held you and kissed you goodnight, and we fell in love. We fell in love.
July, August, September, October, November, December.
We fell in love.
Well, Bing, how do I look?
Pretty as Fort Knox at sunrise, Rosie. Where are you off to now, all dolled up?
I'm going out to a very exclusive restaurant after the show, Bing.
Well, the outfit's fine, very chic. Except for that brown paper handbag.
That's no handbag. I just packed myself some Rye Crisp and caviar.
Oh, I should have known.
Sure. The flavor of 100% whole grain rye really brings out the 24-carat taste of caviar.
Oh, yes, or cheese, tuna, ham, or any other snackable tidbit. And Rye Crisp helps keep you svelte around the belt, eh, Rosie?
Uh-huh. There are no more than 21 calories in a whole double cracker, so you can shape up with Rye Crisp, the cracker that's great when you're watching your weight.
Righto. But, Rosie, any exclusive restaurant would rustle you up a batch of Rye Crisp and caviar. Why bring your own from home?
I just like home cooking, Bing.
Georgia, Georgia, about the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Always on my mind, Georgia, Georgia. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams, I see the road leads back to you, Georgia, Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I find
Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Say, you know, we haven't mentioned the twist around here from some time, actually.
Hmm? I don't think we should deplore the dance, of course, but the twist, we shouldn't really knock it or even worry about it. It's going to twist itself out someday. And meanwhile, while it's been here, it's been a lot of fun for everybody.
There have been a few sprains, bruises, dislocations, but it's fun, as you say.
And it's a form of exercise, isn't it? Also, tribal dancing, you might say.
Tribal dancing. Very good word for it. And with that slant on it, it's not going to hurt us in the U.N. at all, is it?
I think the main objection to the twist is that, if there's any, the big objection is that it's dancing of that kind that kind of gets out of control.
Oh, well, Rosie, all dancing sooner or later gets out of control. Did you know that in the 1870s, now think of this, in the 1870s, even the waltz got out of control.
Oh, well, the waltz can get to be a pretty flashy dance.
People got too enthusiastic with their waltzing in the 70s, the 1870s, that is.
Yes, they went absolutely mad. They were in sections in London, of all places.
London?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, they got very enthusiastic with their waltzing. They got all twisted up.
I can't believe it.
On the level, yeah. Waltzing in London developed into different styles, different fads of doing the waltz. There was one style, it's called the Liverpool Lurch.
Liverpool Lurch.
Can't you just picture that? Waltzing Liverpool Lurch style?
Oh, that's very descriptive, I must say. Liverpool lurch to me means sort of a headlong list, a tilt, you know.
That'd be what it was. Then there was a style of waltz called the Boston Dip.
This is waltzing, the Boston Dip?
Yeah, it was waltzing, but it featured the Boston Dip style. You know, probably a big dip way down to the floor.
A knee scraper.
Huh? Yeah, sort of genuflect in three quarters.
Yeah.
There was another one, too. It was called, now get this, the Ratcliffe Highway Kick.
Oh,
it's kind of a tilt, too. They tilt it way over, and then they kick the opposite heel high up in the air, just as they were waltzing along.
Someone could have got hurt.
Oh, there were cauliflower ears all over London. But you see, dancing is expression. And when we start to express ourselves, we sometimes get so fascinated, we get a little out of control. But say, you know, we can't stay on the beam completely every minute of the day and night, can we?
Oh, no.
Bring it up.
There's no danger of that thing at all, I don't think. But, say, we don't happen to have any twist songs here, do we?
Well, sadly enough, Ken, our library is a little light on twist music. We just don't feature it here at this time of day.
No.
Noon, you know, twisting would be a little incongruous. Matter of fact, we don't even have a Boston Dip type of waltz. That shows you where we are.
Yeah. Hmm. Nowhere.
We do have a lot of music, though.
We don't even have a Liverpool lurch, do we?
No lurch, no dip. Don't even have the Ratcliffe Highway Kick. But we have something here that I rather think will get us by, all right. I'm hoping.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through.
I said I didn't love her, we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to.
But we just couldn't say goodbye.
The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
The curtains started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide,
and we just couldn't say goodbye.
The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her. When I looked around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
When I look around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Rosemary, will you take over now for a moment?
I might just do that.
Please do.
What's the song? be?
A moody thing called witchcraft, Ken. On television, I sing this strapped to a ducking stool.
That smile so debonair, that's like I'm hither stare. That strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause no one can bewitch like you.
I do believe we've reached the end of another program.
And the end of another week.
But we'll be back right here Monday, friends. Right back here on this same station.
A happy weekend to all, including you, Bing.
Well, thank you. See you Monday, folks.
Menace, anyone? The air is loaded with myths when frightened people are cornered by fate. CBS Radio Network Suspense, Sunday. Don't miss it. And double the daring do and danger by dialing Johnny Dollar, the investigator with the action-packed expense account. Mandel Kramer stars as yours truly, Johnny Dollar, which alongside Suspense, livens up this station's Sundays, Something Deadly.